This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you for joining me for Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch, and we cover a lot of court cases as part of our news coverage here at KMOX. Legal language is precise. It typically means very specific things, but if you're not in that realm every day, you may not be familiar with some of the terms that you hear in news stories. So this morning, we're going to talk about that legal terminology with KMOX legal analyst Brad Young. He is partner at Harris, Dow, Fisher & Young. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Megan.
So part of the reason we're looking at this, too, is because there are mounting lawsuits against the Trump administration right now. And so we're hearing a lot of these stories. I think it's important for everyone to understand what these terms mean. My first question for you, though, is why is legal language sometimes so different than what we would speak in everyday life?
Well, the biggest reason is that a lot of these terms are terms that have been around for the last 400 or 500 years. A lot of our legal system comes from common law, it comes from England. It was originated literally before the founding of our country. So as language changes over time, these legal terms do not change because they have a very specific meaning and application. And so those words don't change over time like our regular everyday language tends to change. That's one reason. The other reason is that a lot of the legal terms are have an origination in Latin. And so not a lot of Latin being talked about today. And so that, again, as we move further and further away from that, as our conversations and language evolves, it seems more and more archaic for terms to have a Latin base.
So let's start with some of the basic things we might hear when a lawsuit is filed. One of the terms we're going to hear, of course, is defendant. I think we can all figure out what that is. But what's a plaintiff?
Well, a plaintiff is the person who's filing the lawsuit, and that's only in civil court. So, for example, you don't really have in criminal court, you don't have a plaintiff because you have the prosecution and the defense. But in civil cases, you have the plaintiff who is literally trying to complain to the court about some wrong. And so that's why the plaintiff is the one who initiates the lawsuit.
And I guess that's why we sometimes call a lawsuit a complaint.
That's true. And that's one of the things that's also kind of confusing here, Megan, and that is different states call things different legal terms. So, for example, a lot of times we hear complaints. If you're in New York, it's a complaint. But if you file something in circuit court in Missouri, that's called a petition. So you have the same term, or rather a different term for the same thing in different states, which only adds to the confusion that we're talking about here.
One of the things we've heard a lot lately is that a temporary restraining order has been issued by a court. What does that do?
Well, a temporary restraining order is designed to be an order that only lasts for a very short period of time. So, for example, in Missouri and Illinois, if a party gets a temporary restraining order, the other side may not even be aware of it. In other words, a plaintiff on their own can go to court, ask for a temporary restraining order or a TRO, and the other side may not even be there. But because the court recognizes that listen, there's two sides to every story, a temporary restraining order is literally a very short period of time just to allow time for the court to address all the issues and hear from both sides of the dispute.
What about a preliminary injunction?
Well, that's like a temporary restraining order only for a longer period of time. So when you have a preliminary injunction that is issued in the case, and we've seen that a lot with the Trump administration, and in fact, that's part of the issue that's going to be argued at the Supreme Court tomorrow, is whether courts can issue a preliminary injunction that affect the entire country. If some judge down in Texas or in Maryland issues a preliminary injunction, does it really apply to the entire country? That's going to be the focus of tomorrow's case before the Supreme Court. But a preliminary injunction, unlike a temporary restraining order, lasts for the duration of the case or the lawsuit. So it's a little more permanent in nature when compared to a temporary restraining order.
All right, last one, because we're running out of time, and this is another one we've heard a lot. You mentioned Latin. What is a writ of habeas corpus?
Well, that's something that's also at the Supreme Court, or will be. A writ of habeas corpus says literally it's Latin for produce the body. So if someone is being held prisoner, if someone's in jail, a writ of habeas corpus is what's filed to get that person on the process of being released from prison. So it literally means produce the body or produce the person. And that's an issue right now when it comes to whether or not people who are being deported have a right to due process.
Professor Young, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Megan.
We appreciate it. That is KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris Dow, Fisher & Young, explaining some legal terms for us this morning here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.